Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
From the latest news and rumors around the sports world,
Angel.
To the sound bites you need to hear,
hurry.
It's Quick Hits.
All right, we're going to start off with Shaq on the big podcast. That's Shaq's podcast. That's the one that he came in one time. Were you here that day when he came into the studio?
I was not.
It was like 7 or 8 years ago. I was telling my wife this over the weekend.
He had to duck as he walked down the hallway, I heard, though.
So we watched the Shaq documentary this weekend about Reebok and him becoming the president of the basketball operations over there.
Don't spoil it for me because it's in my queue right now.
Well, it's not. I mean, it's not like a really spoil. I mean, unless you're geeked up for Dink Pate highlights, there's not much I can really spoil for you, but it was good. I liked it. We liked it a lot. So you're gonna enjoy it.
Okay.
And I was telling her when he came into the studio how he had this like cat T-shirt where the cat was in like outer space, and he was just a ridiculous character. But he came in, he recorded the podcast, and he was great. He took photos with just about everybody and was awesome. Largest human I've ever seen in my life.
I remember covering him, the cup of coffee he had with the Cavaliers back in 2010.
Yeah, and well, it's funny. I always thought he was annoying and inside the NBA. He's like my least favorite part of Inside the NBA.
Really?
Yeah, least favorite by far. Yeah. I think that it could be a three-man show, and I think it would be just as good, if not better. But I liked this documentary. Not the point. The point is that Shaq got on Kobe Altman and making a defense of Amani Bates. Here we go.
To the Cleveland Cavaliers general manager, what the f*** are you doing? Why is Amani Bates in the G League? What the f*** is going on? This motherfucker can play. The last game you put him in, he had, what, 7 threes? Don't you think you need that for a championship? Wherever you are, general manager for Cleveland, what the f*** are you doing?
I don't need to defend Amani Bates. He's got a lot of Amani Bates truthers out there already that exist. Do you think does Shaq not know Kobe Altman's name?
I don't think that... my one complaint about the Inside the NBA folks is I don't think they actually watch a lot of NBA basketball outside of when they're actually working that night for TNT.
I mean, Shaq's got 12 million businesses, including being the president of Reebok now.
I understand that, but there's a lot of times where it shows they're not watching. Clearly, they've not paid a lot of attention. Imani Bates, I pulled up his numbers for you, okay?
Yeah.
His career numbers in 25 games.
No, he scores a ton.
He's shooting 33% from three. He's less than 33% shooting the basketball altogether. He's averaging a whopping 3.1 points per game.
No. Is that in the NBA, not in the G League?
NBA,
in the G League, he's averaging like 20 a game, isn't he?
This just in. The G League is not the NBA.
I know, but he's judged more on the G League performances than he is in the NBA performances right now because he hasn't really gotten much of a chance in the NBA.
Yeah, in his limited time, I'll just say this. I've not been exactly blown away. And I'm going to give Kobe Altman a little...
He's averaging 19-6 in the G League.
I'm with you.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
And it doesn't mean he's going to be a good basketball player.
I've not been blown away by him when he has gotten his cups of coffee with the Cavaliers.
He was just such a hyped up, I mean, really, high school prospect is all it was. Like, right. In high school, he was supposed to be the next great, awesome basketball player, and it just never really materialized.
Look, the Cavs are in a position where they're looking for the most affordable talent available, right? And let's be honest about it, Imani Bates, not going to cost the Cavaliers a lot of money to put him on the floor. I'm going to give Kobe the benefit of the doubt here and say there's a reason that Kobe has not had him on the floor for extended minutes.
I think Kobe's going to be right more than wrong in this. I just think it's wild that of all the people that you could hear Shaq going to bat for, it was Imani Bates. It made no sense. It came out of left field.
Omaha! Tanner Bibee had himself a pretty good outing yesterday down at the ballpark. Looked like he was going to pick up another win. Thought he had Cam Smith, struck out. Didn't get the call. Very next pitch, Smith smacked the game-tying two-run double. After the game, Bibee was pretty frustrated and upset. He said he was angry that he didn't get the call. Then you had another situation yesterday. Cubs shortstop Nico Hoerner, he got thrown out by plate umpire Derek Thomas after he rung him up on a pitch that was a borderline from Tiger starter Jack Flaherty. After the game, Hoerner was asked about what he said to the umpire that got him an early shower.
I mean, I don't think it's really that often you can verbatim say to the press afterwards, like, what got you thrown out? So I said, you're having a really bad day.
Okay. Mm. Is it time now? Because they did this experiment in spring training where you could challenge strikeouts.
Yeah.
Has it come time now for robot umpires?
So I'm very torn on this always because I am of the belief that I want the calls right, but I also love the conversation around the calls. And so I really do think it's part of the game to be sitting there and talking to your buddy and being like, does the ump have a wide strike zone today? Is he calling the corner? Is he and the gamemanship attached to that, I always thought was really good. In fact, I think in recent years when they've started actually doing the umpire report cards and they grade these guys based off the missed calls and the right calls and everything in between, I think that's hurt the game a little bit because I do think the idea that the ump's own strike zone that day was such an important and crucial part of the game and was a lot of fun. So I'm torn into whether or not this is the right decision or the wrong decision. I tend to lean towards get the call right, but I am a sports talker at the heart of it, and so I do like chaos as well, and so I like people complaining about things.
They still get the replay challenges wrong, too. So I don't know. Does it even matter at this point?
Yeah, I mean, for the longest time, it was always about whether or not they could get the technology up to speed in order to be able to do it. Like, they had the testing done and everything like that, but they were always worried about whether or not it was as pinpoint as could be, and that's why it stayed in the minors for so long. But now they've gotten into a spot where they could put it up there. I just think it takes a little bit away from the conversation around the game and some of the little things like that, like the double with Cam Smith and Bibee's frustration and everything associated with it. Like, that type of stuff I think is great for the game, the conversation around it, even if Bibee afterwards is like, well, that really screwed me. Okay. It's going to wash out in the end. You'll be the benefactor sometimes. It'll be all right. Omaha! All right, the Packers offer Jair Alexander a reduced incentive-laden one-year deal that would make him a free agent in 2026. Alexander turned it down, not liking the structure of that deal. Green Bay tried to trade him back in March, also during the draft. Yeah, I think he got till 4 o'clock today. Behind the scenes, people are wondering whether or not the Packers are trying to work on something before they end up just straight up releasing him and letting him go. Should the Browns be in on Jair Alexander?
In they're going to trade Greg Newsom, yes. But if they're not going to trade Greg Newsom, I'd probably say no.
I think the idea was that it would come with a Newsom trade. But you have no interest in Jair Alexander?
I have moderate interest. I just don't know if you have enough room for him at this point.
Yeah, and the other part of this, too, it seems like the type of move you would make if you are really trying to be like a really competitive football team and you're like squeaking out that 10-win to 11-win territory and you're on the bubble right there, you're competitive. It doesn't seem like the type of move that this Browns team would make for this year.
Yeah, this is a year where the Browns could be trying to squeak out a 4.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Fourth, fifth, or sixth win.
And squeaking out is really just being generous about it in some ways, too.
Yeah, I'm trying to be kind here.
It's fun, though. It's fun having these discussions. I like that Browns fans got into it earlier today and like the immediate thought of it, because it feels like every cool, fun, interesting player that has become available or has been on the market, we've just had to immediately just kind of shut that down and be like, not for this team.
We are back to waiver claim day at the end of August is going to be... That player is helping the Browns get back to the playoffs and going to make them Super Bowl contenders, even though they just got cut from a contending team.
Omaha!
The 2025 French Open yesterday, the men's singles final between Carlos Alcaraz and Jannik Sinner. 5 hour, 29 minute marathon, longest final in Roland Garros history, second longest Grand Slam finale overall. Let's put it this way. I did a whole 4 hour radio show in between this match, got home and they were still playing.
Okay.
Did you find it more entertaining or exhausting watching that final?
Oh, I didn't watch so it's funny. I took my daughter to soccer in the morning. Second week of her doing soccer. This week, she actually kicked the ball, oddly enough.
First week,
she didn't kick the ball at all first week. She was on the all hands team. But this week, she actually kicked the ball and she had some fun. And I was talking to one of the dads and he was like, oh, you do tennis too? And I'm like, no, I don't ever talk tennis on the air. And he's like, oh, you know, early on in the morning, there was some other match as well.
Yeah.
And he was trying to reference that and like have a convo about it. And I was like,
I have no idea what you're talking about.
I went back to my like gambling tennis days. So like I know all the players because I'd gamble on it. So I know the players.
I guess I asked you the wrong question. What did your friends in the desert have for the French Open?
That would have been the right. Yeah, that would have been the right. So wait, so you didn't watch it either then? You had a show.
No, it was on in the studio.
And you guys were both locked in? You and Padone were locked into tennis?
During the commercial breaks, we were locked in. And then we're like, well, we got to get back to the show.
No, let me tell you why. It's because
I had no idea what I was watching, but I was locked in.
I did way too many shows where Dustin was watching tennis on the TV screen the entire show. And so I've given myself a lifetime reprieve of tennis is what this is. I don't mind it. It's not bad. It's just I'm good. Like I'm spent. Did people think that was a... So what do they love about it? The fact that it just went forever?
It was so compelling. Yeah, it was such a compelling match. The back and forth and the comeback and yeah. So
tennis is great to gamble on, by the way. Like, just in case you guys want to, if you want a new addiction in life, tennis gambling is a real one. But yeah, I don't recommend it. I really don't. But it's high. The ups and downs are so extreme, and there's everything changes and just flips like that. That is a roller coaster of a sport. All right, ABC, ESPN, NBA Finals broadcast. They had the addition of the digitally imposed trophies. You were mad about this. My big pet peeve after game one was that it looked like game 67. It looked like a regular season game. And with all due respect to Breen and the people that are on that call, that's not an oomph call. You know what I mean? Like I'm sorry. Like, Mike Breen, I like you, but you're not Tarico. You know, you're not even, who else do you want to put up there in like rare air?
Breen's calls in the 2016 NBA Finals Game 7.
You're not even Ian Eagle.
Pretty memorable.
No, he's gotten great calls because he's been in the right situation. But when I think like big game, like people always get on me for like Joe Buck, for instance. And I'm like, when you hear Joe Buck, him and Troy Aikman sound big.
Yeah.
That sounds big. Tarico sounds big. You know, there are certain broadcasters that just sound... Kevin Harlan...
puts it in, doesn't get it going for you. You don't like that call?
I'm still mad about him not doing the bang after Halliburton's game one
winner. Well, he gave you a bang in game two.
That was unnecessary bang. I needed the right proper context. That was a makeup bang, and I don't appreciate it. So I wanted more. I wanted more from the broadcast, and then they did these digitally imposed trophies, and I just shoot it off into the moon.
Yeah, Adam Silver said the reason they don't put the guys... guest players were slipping on the decals. Here's my thing. If you can do these stupid, ugly floors for, what is it, the cup, the whatever it's called, the in-season tournament
Emiratis.
Nonsense. Here's the fix. I came up with the fix. They should make, like the NCAA does, they should make an NBA Finals floor, and then you can customize on the out-of-bounds area. You can, for the two cities you send that floor to, for the NBA Finals, and that solves the problem of having to worry about the decals on the floor. Or, because those things are put together like jigsaw puzzles, you just take one of those pieces of the jigsaw
right,
puzzle,
it's not hard.
Get it refinished,
get it
with
refinished
the thing
and
in,
put it on.
And you plug that in.
And
it's
then,
not
you know,
difficult.
And then, you know, show the Star Spangled Banner, show some of the big intro
show
stuff.
Show player
like,
intros.
Not,
by the way, NBA on NBC is going to show player introduction. Remember the 1990s Chicago Bulls
intros? I like that.
NBA on NBC this fall.
Going to
show them.
The 90s Bulls intros. Yeah. Come on.
By the way, they're the greatest player intros in NBA history.
Without question. All right, 216-474-0092. Nick Chubb and the era is over. Are you happy that he's going to get a chance to play for a competitor? It's Afternoon Drive. We'll do it in 5 minutes right here on The Fan.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.